higher pitched and faster than it was on the show last week. And I think, because I think I remember listening to it on the show last week going, oh, that's not quite as good as I remember it. But I think, no, it's one of those tracks that really kind of need to be processed by the DJ. Because with dancehall, when they play it out live, or even on a lot of like YouTube mixes or whatever, the DJs do tend to, you know, increase it by 10-15 BPM. And in doing so, you know, you get pitched up as well. And I think so. There's like loads of tracks. I think they work infinitely better when they're pitched up like that than it's just the proper studio version. So I think this one sounds much better. I think we're hearing Lisa Hyper come in now. There we go. With a track called Altercation. Oh, he's good. It's all lioness music, isn't it? Ferocious. Great fucking. Yeah, really fucking. Great voice. Could melt metal with that voice. Coming up, you got Tommy Lee Sparta's Some Life. This is another one I don't think I really paid much attention to. Until I included it in a mix. Again, it might be one that sounds better pitched up a bit. And a bit faster. There we go, talking about like a night vision. And sort of, I think the autotune's doing to his voice, sort of making his voice sound a bit night vision. All kind of glaring and overexposed. Taking the real world and giving it a whole electronic sheen. Oh, that's great. Alright, I think we're at TJ's Louis V sneakers coming in now. So TJ, he's from Montego Bay, I think. Tommy Lee Sparta, he's from Montego Bay, and then you've also got the Six. So I think all like Squash and Chronic Law. I think all them lot are Montego Bay as well. So it's sort of maybe it's sort of now the new sort of surpass Kingston as the kind of hub of Jamaican music in a way, producing some of the most important artists in Jamaican music in the last few years. Oh wow, this one. This is God music. This is absolutely 100% divine inspiration. This one can convert Richard Dawkins. This is fucking amazing. Colossal. A huge scope to it. A futurist panorama. Love it. Really love it. This is earlier. So all the tracks I've been playing so far. Is they've been kind of between 2019 and 2021, the past couple of years. But this one's actually 2017. But you do have a sort of few tracks around this period that I think, just by virtue of, as I keep banging on about the old vocal cycle, they kind of do fit in with what's going on now. And so I think this must be probably the earliest track in the mix. So this is Tommy Lee Sparta's Darkness Rise. So this one's 2016. Maybe it's like December 2016. But it is 2016. But this is, I think this is the track where Tommy Lee Sparta kind of finds his voice. You know, that voice he does. I think because he'd been around for a few years before this. But it's sort of, I didn't like his music. Because, I mean, that's a funny thing. Given how I hold him up so highly now, I hated him when he first came. I think before this, his sort of voice, you know, sort of doing this voice thing, but it kind of sounded a bit annoying. You know, sort of more brattish. It weren't kind of a super psychedelic or kind of futuristic or anything. Slightly annoying. This is one of the very first shots fired in vocal psychedelia's war against. Against our collective sanity, I think. There we go. You can hear it faintly coming in now. So this is Rebel 6 with Dark and Haunted. It's Rebel 6 and loads of people, actually. But unfortunately for them, I can't remember who the other ones are. So, I mean, I actually edit them out. There's a few tracks where I edit them for the show so that they've just got the bits I like. So I think you have the slight problem with a lot of the neon screen stuff. Because you have this kind of feature culture now in rap and in dance. So you'll have a track where you're going to have, you know, a Rebel 6 or a Quavo or whoever who's sort of doing something that's light years into the future with their verses or their chorus or whatever. But then you'll have other bits of the same track where other artists are featuring. And they're tethered to something, you know, very, much more archaic notion of what rap is. I think this track's a victim of that. So if it was all Rebel 6, this track, it'd be wicked. A bit more Rebel 6 now. We've got a track called Adolf. And it's the Adolf as well. You know, the chorus, he's saying that his gun's full of ghosts, like Hitler's rifle. So there you go. Oh, those backing vocals are fucking unbelievable. Wow. Oh, wow. Amazing. Oh, fucking hell, that is good. Anyway, I talk in the book about how, you know, kind of doing this digital effects on the voice and all that, accessing this thing, hyper-emotion. So it's sort of an emotionality beyond the bounds of what you were physically capable of expressing it. So, you know, you would expect machines to be very dehumanized. But actually, I think with something like this, the wail he manages to get out of itself with this, you know, sort of gets gifted to him by machinery, so it's actually, as I say, hyperhuman. Even more Rebel 6. So this is Them Know. Yeah, now this is another one of those songs where it's just sort of every conceivable effect being chucked at his voice here. Like little pitch shifts, reverb, distortions, panning. Modulators. The intro is great. He probably got lost in the crossfade a bit. But we love that he gonna drop me, catch you up and touch him, buddy. Congo jump, don't be tired for it. Master McGee, you're ready, you're for it. Eastside Curry, the only. The video here is good. I think it begins with a sort of dead body being dragged through the mud. And then it's just him in this kind of, in these corrugated iron huts. And I guess it's all been a bit swamped the area. All right. And now we've got TJ with Shelly Christmas. So it sounds a bit like a kind of a sci-fi Afrofuturist Noddy Holder here with his Christmas song. I think this is most where TJ's in his kind of a post Tommy Lee Sparta mode, I think. I mean, the name Shelly Christmas, I presume it's a reference. There's an old Tommy Lee Sparta song called Shelly Christmas. Yeah. No, it's not exactly a Paul and Linda McCartney Wonderful Christmas Time. It's good. There were loads of good tracks that came out in December 2020. So I think, you have this thing of on paper, maybe 2021 weren't so good, but actually, you only got a chance to listen to all these tracks this year. Anyway, we're on to Stolen Soul by Rebel Six. This one's a leak. After he died, I think there's a whole bunch of leaks that came out from Rebel Six. Thank God, though, because he's sort of a... his music represents the absolute pinnacle of a collective world civilization. So, good we haven't lost any of it. Get as much of it out there as you can. Wow, fucking good. And so we've got more Tommy Lee Sparta, this time with a track called Vibes Right. Nice sort of a little kind of a garagey or housey organs on this one. Might not have actually played this one on the show before. Maybe I have. Quite new, I think, from the last one. Yeah, a brief detour into Ibiza. There we go. Now we've got Skillabang with Defy the Odds. So this is the first Skillabang track I really, really like. Because he had this huge hit before this. So I think this is February 2020. So in 2019, it's a huge hit. Maybe one of the biggest tracks of the year in dance music, Brick Upon Brick. And so that song was all about phone scamming, which is sort of a big controversial thing in Jamaica in the past, last few years or whatever. And so in the track, he even plays news clips about how Jamaicans are phone scamming Americans. And then there's even this sort of thing where then they're recruiting their victims, the people they've scammed, they're recruiting them to scam other people and all that. So there's sort of like a cheeky, almost a bit, not a novelty song, but sort of trying to jump on the zeitgeist with that. So that was a bit of fun, but I think then we move on to this, and then moved into the complete sublime with this one. Really fucking good. Now we're on to Sun Tzu. Oh, so this is Rebel Six, but the track's called Sun Tzu. Love this. This is an absolute anthem. So this is a Trinidad dance music. This is one of the big anthems, I think, when it was people outside of Trinidad were hearing about it. Got a weird, gorgeous open quality to his voice, Rebel. A bit like Movado. So then it works great, the contrast between that inherent quality of his voice and then this hyper synthetic sheen he's getting out of it with the auto-tune. Yeah, more of that bubble voice. Yeah. Right, those drums coming in, so we're getting onto Alkaline with Twerk. They've got a little kind of funny jazzy piano line in this to give it a seductive edge. But I'm an absolute sucker for anything with a vaguely world music related to it. So that's some of those drums in, and I'm sold already. I think in the book I call Alkaline, I call his voice a phallic tractor beam. So I think I'm probably a bit in line with that high promotion thing. I think it's me talking about him making kind of a girl tunes, but with these very kind of avant-garde vocals on the top. Kind of this futurized transhuman sexuality. And we've got another Alkaline one now, and this one's Total Murder. So we've done the twerking, now we can do the total murder. So that's the sort of entirety of the human condition down in two songs. Oh, fucking lovely. My mum, she says this one sounds like George Formby. which isn't quite what I'm... not quite my take on it. I fucking love this. This is amazing. This is. I think, my first repeater radio show, I'm sure this was probably my favourite bit of the whole show. Alkaline, he's made some absolutely fucking amazing tunes in the last, in the last year or so. He's like popcorn a bit. He's a bit of a shamey. So wedded to doing the girl tunes, though. Nothing wrong with doing girl tunes, but it's nice. Something a bit more aggressive. To be fair to Alkaline, his voice is so fucking avant-garde. It does tend to counterbalance anything that's slightly cloying in the tunes. We've moved on now to Big Voice with Dark Side. He calls himself Big Voice, but he sounds absolutely tiny. He sounds like he's about 3 inches tall. Borrower bashment. Sounds like it's recorded in a matchbox or something. He's very underrated though, Big Voice. I think he's great. But he doesn't really add some big hit. He does great stuff with the voice. Fucking weird track this. We're on to Rebel 6. This is a leak track, so sometimes it's called 16 with 6, the number 6 and T. Sometimes it's called Weatherman. I think he's got another one on this instrumental, but it's not the same track. So this instrumental was used by Boy Boy. So that was a huge kind of a Trinidad anthem. I don't know, maybe a year ago, something like that. 18 months. Oh, this is great, man. Ooh, we're coming in now with a Skillabang and Tommy Lee Sparta together with a track, as you might hear, called Bin Laden. This is, when I heard this, I couldn't believe this was like all my dreams come true. All I've ever wanted was two space alien Jamaicans to keep saying Bin Laden to me over and over again. Couldn't believe my luck when this came out. And then Tommy Lee Spud, his first bit in it, he says, "We no carry nunchuckle." I mean, that's his opening gambit. I mean, you can't beat it, can you? This is fucking, that seals the deal for me. Love it. Also, this isn't some weird sort of obscurity. This is like one of the big dancehall tracks of this year. I mean, it came out, I think it came out sort of December last year. We're moving on to Rebel 6 with Quick Evil Part 2. This one's good. I think this is another leak. But even a leak that might come out when he was alive, possibly. Oh, it's amazing. His voice sort of sounds like it's phasing. You know, one dimension to the other or something. Sounds, great. Oh, he is good. I think about half his fucking mix is Rebel 6, isn't it? Fuck it, he is good. Wow. Don't even have anything to say about it, it's just amazing. Another Rebel 6. So this is, and it's another leak. This one's John Wick. Instrumental's great on this one, love it. Leak with associated. But his voice as well, it sort of sounds like an Indian instrument or something. Like a sarangi or like a, I think, you know, on Pharoah Sanders stuff in the 70s, it's droning a lot of it, like on Elevation. Maybe on another of his live ones, you get this drone. Yeah. Fucking great. I mean, so funny, so it's called John Wick. It's sort of named after that, that Keanu Reeves film. Oh, I think even the artwork on YouTube put it. I don't know if a fan's done it. Okay, so is Rebel 6 head photoshopped onto John Wick body over Keanu Reeves? But it's weird, that film, because it's not actually that good, but I think it's just we don't sort of have any kind of proper action films anymore. I guess it's all superheroes now, isn't it? So John Wick's become this kind of de facto iconic action film just by virtue of having no competition. So even more Rebel 6 with this one's Dark. But he's wicked, that's why, I mean, I put it in for a reason. He's fucking amazing. There's something kind of almost like possessed about all these voices when they're speaking at one. You know, like in The Exorcist, the Linda Blair. I'm sure she's always talking with like 9 voices at one. The machines are possessing these dance works. All that is talking about slap, you know, all that kind of hyper tangible verbs they use when they're talking about guns. Got a very kind of satisfying quality to it. You can really feel it. So we're on to Vibes Cartel with a track called Kremlin. This one's produced appropriately, given the name, by a guy called Russian, who produced a lot of Cartel stuff. He produced that highest level one I played earlier, the other Cartel. How they want to test the best whoever come from Jamaica. They can't, Vibes, don't worry about it. Wow. Very sad, this one. I find it very very bleak. Very, something very haunting about it. Beautiful. I mean, you can sort of hear this lust for glory in the lyrics. I mean, sort of he's boasting. But I suppose in the context of firstly the sad instrumental and then also the fact that he's in prison. There is that kind of fallen hero tragedy to it. This track was also useful in changing the BPM. As we will see, allow me to then start mixing in some crap stuff. tough as well. So this one coming in is Lil Goddard's Running Bands. But actually, I think the bit you're going to hear from it is Lil Key, who's his brother. So he's doing a beat. Fucking chromatic this song. Sounds like a, sort of a repressed memory or something. Like chilly. I think you can sort of with this, I think you can hear Lil Key kind of reach the same conclusion, I think, as a lot of dancehall artists have, which is that, you know, you've got the auto tune, just do the most high pitched, piercing noise you can, and you'll get something interesting out of it. He's great. The book's Drill, Trap and Bash, and as you can tell from the radio show, the bashment side of that equation does seem to get most of my attention. I mean, to be fair, that's because I think trap dance was kind of quite new, fresher in my mind. But I do get the impression, I think, even if you look back over in 5 or 10 years, you might say the track dance was the kind of pinnacle vocal type. That being said, all this shit sound wicked right now. So this one's Lil Goddard with Instead. So this is an example of what I call frag rap. So for any garage heads out there, you might sort of maybe kind of good shorthand to explain what it is. It's like the Todd Edwardsification of rap. So you kind of have these very kind of chopped up, sliced and diced sounding vocals. You know, just little interjections of kind of blurting rhythm, like Morse code or something. It was funny, so Lil Goddard's kind of a young thug protege. So if I think, people talk about like the kind of stuff in the mid 2010s, like young thug and Future were doing. That gets all the kind of accolades, but I think you listen back to it now, it doesn't really sound particularly like, I'm thinking like Barter 6 and Future's old string of mixtapes he done in 2015 or whatever. In retrospect, you listen back, it doesn't particularly sound too remarkable. I think this stuff is really actually where you get the aesthetic kind of distilled on it. That being said, after having just flagged off Future, this is his track Oxy. This is fucking amazing. I might be talking out the ass there. Again, a bit back to the harem. The harem with this instrumental, I think. Sort of reminds me of a Fully Gaza, really. Same sort of sound. But again, more frag rap. You hear it's all kind of voice. The idea of flow is given up. Kind of instead of flow, which is what traditional rap would have been interested in, this is anti-flow. This is all blockage, interruption, hiccupping, tripping over itself, ignorantly. All stops and starts, stalling, the whole thing. But I actually edited out, so Lil Wayne is the first verse on this, and that's this, yet another, it's another track where I think the feature just really falls short. Again, Lil Wayne just sort of sounds so archaic next to what Future is doing. Playboy Carti, this one with a track called Coding. Or Coding Cup sometimes, so this is a leak. I actually tend to be very disparaging of what we could call internet music or even sort of internet culture. A lot of it's just pretty gross and acid for the most part. Kookiness for kookiness sake, or weirdness for weirdness sake, or whatever. But I think this track is sort of undeniable. It does surpass all that. I think it's genuinely very, very hallucinogenic, very intoxicating. I think it's great. Yeah, I mean, I think most of the music I talk about in the book coming much more from a kind of what you call a populist thing. Not necessarily popular, but kind of coming from a real world society. This one's probably a creation of the internet, but I can't complain, it is very good. We're moving on now to Young Thug and Travis Scott with Yeah Yeah. So this is a leak. Oi, 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 very good. Wow. Yeah, this was a leak. So I think he had an album. I can't remember what it's called. It's called Jeffrey. The one with the white cover. So this, I think, was supposed to be the lead single. And it got leaked. So they scrapped it from an old album. It's a shame in a way, because I wonder if this had come out, get a proper release. There might have been a whole wave of rap that really copied it. Sort of, this sort of stuff is a slightly unfulfilled future in a way. You get a bunch of tracks a little bit like this, and then maybe more that somewhat like it. But I think actually, it really could have. I think the whole genre could have committed. Yeah, these hyper fragmented rhythms, these sort of amazing vocals. The rhythms are wicked. It's kind of a complete cognitive rearrangement, I think, by rhythm. Yeah. Alright, I think that's it. Fuck off, we've done our track. I've done my obligatory other genre stuff. Let's get back to the dance room. So we're back to Bashment with this one coming up. There we go. So that's this one's Fresh King with Banger. Now the name's a bit of a poor name there, because I think it's a reference to Fresh Prince, which is, I'm not sure, not exactly the coolest thing in the world, especially in 2021 or 2020, whenever this was made. But there you go. Fucking wicked track, bro. This is really good. This is you get a little bit of that kind of post-future slurred lockjaw quality, if I'm going to pretend that there's a thematic cohesion to this mix. Oh, here's good. I mean, this is one of them. I think you get loads of this with music recently. If you didn't know this was from Jamaica, you would think it was like Indonesian or something. I think you get loads, yeah. You know, I think you do get these kind of these pinnacle moments of future music where it does become this kind of weird pan-global thing. You know, like Miles Davis's 70s stuff, where he's quacking in tablas and congas and all sorts of shit. I think this has that quality as well. Alright, and then this is the last track of this launch party mix. So this is Alcala with a track called Nah Trust Mankind. So I have when I do mixing, is that I always try and end the mix on something quite poppy. So I'd like to think that my mixes tend to be fairly high velocity and fairly sort of avant-garde or whatever, and then end on something a bit more bubblegum or a bit more sugary, a bit more easy to digest, just as a kind of as a little bit of a sentimental quality. But with this one, I don't know if his voice is just so fucking outrageous that you are so extreme that sort of the intended poppiness kind of get lost, because your brain's getting fucking fried by that voice of it. Amazing. I mean, it's not exactly Spice Girls, is it? It's fucking, yeah, he's good. Yeah, lucky to listen to all this stuff. Really fucking lucky. What an amazing moment in musical history. Really is humbling. That was the end of the launch party mix, but I've got a few more minutes to fill up the hour on his radio show, and so I thought I'd already played the trap and abashment part of the book, so I thought I'd end with a little bit of the drill. So this one's AD's AD Anywhere. So any rappers on it are Tookie, FG, Mad L and Scatty. Love this track. I mean, that's the thing. So I think when I first heard drill, I think the first thing I thought was jungle. In terms of the, I'm talking about UK drill, not Chicago. It was jungle, just in terms of the drums in it. You know, all those kind of rolling snares. Kind of get a lot of the like asymmetric, lopsided kind of snare accents as well. That's the sort of hallmark of jungle. I mean, then you've got the kind of that's the thing, sort of the futurism of drill. Very separate, I have my whole kind of vocal psychedelia thesis for the trap and the dance hall, I write about in the book, but of course drill don't really fit into that. No autotune, as you can hear, for example. Very traditional kind of MC in a way. But in the futurism, and that's the sort of nice thing about this stuff in a way. So this futurism, I think it is futuristic. I mean, I think it's new. It doesn't sound like any music that was made before. Or it couldn't be mistaken for any music that was made before. But yeah, but what's nice about this, it's less of a clean break from the past, I think. A lot of the basses in drill, kind of, you could think of them as post-red bass, post-warp bass, post-bassline kind of bassline. Yeah, as I say, the kind of a jungle-esque drum. And then, like, even the vocals, you know, there's a whole lineage of fast chat that goes back from London music. You can see manifesting this. Weird. Talking to Luke Davis, who used to be Heronbone, Brian Blogger called Heronbone, and he also does he's in my book as well. We have a little chat thing at the end as well, interview section in the back. But I was talking to he'd listened to I did a history of UK music mix for repeat, and he was listening to that the other day, and he was saying how it all sounds so good, the drill works well, all the stuff before it all fits, and then you just see these awful gap in the middle of road rap, which is where just British people just trying to do proper American style rap. It sounds so boorish. He's right, but luckily Britain managed to pull itself out of the guys. Anyway, so that's the end of that. Please go buy the book. So you've heard the drill, you've heard the trap, you've heard the bashment, you've heard me yammering on. So the book's out now. Love it, you can go and buy it, and of course keep listening to Repeater Radio. Thank you very much.
Álbum de família. Todas as semanas, reunião obrigatória com os álbuns que fizeram a história e o futuro do rock em 33 rotações. De Elvis a Costello, de Cobain a Capranos, toda a família presente. Uma hora, um álbum. Quartas das 2 às 3 e domingos a partir do meio-dia. Álbum de família.
Esta semana na Radar, viagem até 1978 com um dos discos mais emblemáticos de Patti Smith. Easter é o terceiro capítulo no percurso de Patti Smith e ficou para a história como o seu maior sucesso comercial, que se deveu em grande parte ao tema Because the Night, cedido à cantora por Bruce Springsteen. A música acabou por cruzar diferentes públicos, saltando as fronteiras do punk, por onde se moveu Patti Smith no início da carreira. Easter é também um dos seus discos mais ecléticos. Para além das raízes de punk, apresenta um rock mais mainstream, folk music e spoken word. Em termos temáticos, Easter representa ainda o momento em que Patti Smith lida com o maior detalhe com a religião, em especial com a religião cristã. Além do próprio título do álbum, existem temas que vão buscar certos diretamente à Bíblia e que depois se transformam com a poesia de Patti Smith. O disco foi composto durante uma longa pausa na carreira da compositora. Em janeiro de 1977, ela caiu do palco durante o concerto e os ferimentos no pescoço obrigaram-na a parar. Após o hiato, o regresso mais que aguardado de uma das vozes incontornáveis da geração do punk. O rock e a poesia apurada de Patti Smith a partir deste momento na Radar. O álbum de família, assinado como Patti Smith Group, começa com Till Victory, depois Space Monkey, tema creditado também a Tom Verlaine, dos Television e colaborador habitual de Smith, e a fechar esta primeira sequência, Because the Night, tema escrito por Bruce Springsteen, cedido a Patti Smith, numa altura em que o Boss não podia gravar. Após umas ligeiras alterações na letra, Because the Night iria tornar-se o maior sucesso comercial de Patti Smith.
old rusty Polaroid. Starts crumbling in his hands. He says, "Oh man, I don't get the picture. This is no picture. This is just..." Land and sight, perpetrating jackknife. Here's the leg of you, so tight. Bloodline running, so like a dream. Light in my leg, it's dressed in flame. It's all so predestined, it's all such a game. And I raise my knee.
Because the night belongs to love. Because
Desde muito nova que Patti Smith se assumiu como outsider, fora da norma. Aconteceu de forma mais proeminente no liceu, ao mesmo tempo que descobria a música dos Rolling Stones, dos Doors, James Brown e, claro, o rock e a poesia de Bob Dylan. Teve de desistir dos estudos em finais dos anos 60 devido a uma gravidez não planeada. Patti Smith acabaria mesmo por entregar a filha para adoção em abril de 1967. Trabalhou numa linha de montagem, numa fábrica, de forma a poupar dinheiro para se mudar de Nova Jersey para Nova York. E é aí, na imensidão de Nova York, que encontra trabalho numa livraria. E na mesma altura conhece um estudante de arte e aspirante a fotógrafo, Robert Mapplethorpe, que rapidamente se torna no seu melhor amigo, confidente e também amante, apesar de mais tarde Mapplethorpe assumir ser homossexual. Em 1969, Patti Smith aventura-se por Paris, acompanha a irmã numa viagem e decide atuar nas ruas parisienses. Toca canções e declama poesia. Quando regressa a Nova York, instala-se com Mapplethorpe no Chelsea Hotel e começa a envolver-se com mais intensidade na cena artística da cidade. Escreve e interpreta textos dramáticos no circuito underground de teatros de Nova York e noutros espaços declama poesia. Mas quando conhece o guitarrista Lenny Kaye, encontra uma oportunidade de aliar o rock com poesia. Numa primeira abordagem, apenas melodias de guitarra elétrica e spoken word, mas à medida que as performances sucediam, os temas foram ficando mais melódicos e próximos do formato canção. Os dois adicionaram mais tarde mais músicos, como um teclista, baixista e baterista. O formato banda veio cimentar ainda mais Patti Smith como uma das grandes novidades musicais de Nova York, com emergência igual na música como nas letras. Em breve, iriam entrar em estúdio e gravar algumas músicas com a ajuda de Tom Verlaine, dos Television, que viria a ser namorado de Smith. Entretanto, na Radar, o regresso a Easter de 1978, agora com Ghost Dance, depois Baby Log, que cola imediatamente com Rock'n'Roll Nigger. Esta é Patti Smith no álbum de família.
Of your breath, host of your hope. The PA. Some nights I'd surprise everybody by skipping off with a skirt of green, not sewed over with flat metallic circles which dashed and flashed. The nights were violet and the bottle were white. I had an ornamental veil, I couldn't bear to use it. With the way my hair was cropped, I caped made covering. But now that my hair itself is a veil and a scalp, inside is a scalp of a crazy and sleepy Comanche. Rise beneath this matting of skin. I wake up, I am lying peacefully. I'm lying peaceful and my knees are open to the sun. I desire him. He is absolutely ready to seize me. And in heart, I am Muslim. In heart, I am an American. And in heart, I'm a Muslim. In heart, I'm an American artist. And I have no guilt. I seek pleasure. I seek nerves under your skin. The narrow archway, the layers, the scroll of ancient letters. We worship